Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus our Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what. Why? Because our Lord is good, and his mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from H&LC Studios. I give all honor and all glory and all praise and all worship and adoration and homage to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give recognition and respect to my pastors, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church, located in Southfield, Michigan. And I also give recognition and respect to my covering, my sponsors, and the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the H&LC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought any time of the day at your leisure on Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, iHeartRadio, and Odyssey, which used to be radio.com, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in the Little One Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give everybody an opportunity to get their study tools, all the things that we use when we get together and study the Word on Tuesdays and Thursdays at this time, and we will be right back with a word of prayer and get right into our study. Amen. I trust everyone has had an opportunity to get their Bibles and notebooks and pens and paper, all of the things that we use when we get together on Tuesdays and Thursdays to study the Word of God. We're coming in a little later on today due to technical difficulties. We do apologize for any inconvenience to any of you. The broadcast usually airs 11 a.m. Central Standard Time and 12 o'clock p.m. noon Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Let us get ourselves focused in on this moment, and let us go before the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Truly, today is the day that our Lord has made, and every day that he gives us is a gift. And truly, he is to be worshiped and praised and lauded and given the adoration and all of the glory. No matter what we encompass or encumber in our lives, no matter what we deal with, the main focus should always be Jesus our Christ. Amen. Let us go before the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this gift that you have given unto us. We thank you, Lord, for your life and your health and your strength that is in us and moves us and gives us the activity of our limbs and our thought faculties and things that we are experiencing on today. Because, Lord, we know that without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we are nothing. Without you, we have nothing. Lord, we thank you that our ears and eyes of understanding, spiritual understanding, are open. And we are open and ready to receive your word, O God.
the word that you will plant it in our hearts, which is good ground, which we have spent time cultivating in our secret place, as far as Matthew 6:6 is concerned, being in that secret closet, talking with you, communing with you, loving on you, and having you love on us. Lord, we thank you that your word will take root in us, and we will be doers of the word and not just hearers only. Father, we thank you for the listening audience on this day, all around the world, every country, Lord. We ask that you look on them, that you envelop them, that you encamp round about them, O God. Thank you for giving them your strength and your peace and your love and your joy and your purpose. Thank you, Lord, for just implanting in all of us as your body the vision and focus of you, Lord Jesus. No matter what circumstances stand in our way, O God, we know that you are the one that removes burdens and destroys yokes. And we thank you for your removing of those burdens and destroying yokes and bringing us peace and into the knowledge of you, O God. Lord, we ask that you hide us all behind the cross so that it is all of you and none of us, O God, on this day as we go about our daily tasks. And Lord, we ask that you use us as your conduits. Use us as your vessels, O God. Work through us. Work through our hands. Speak through our lips. Work through us, O God, so that we can minister and be help and encouragement in the lives of others on this day, Father, that we can exemplify and demonstrate your everlasting love, your agape love into the lives of other people, O God, as your children, as your people. Lord, we ask that you give us the wherewithal to study your word and get into your word and to spend more time with you and to want to know you. Give us a hunger, a craving, a thirst, a pining for you, O God, to be more like you, to walk like you, to talk like you, to think like you, to be more like you, O God. And Lord, we thank you for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence in this place, encamped round about us, resting on us, moving in us, and on us and through us and in our families and households. Holy Spirit, I ask that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto your people on this day, as this is your day, O God, and this is your broadcast. Move as you will, as only as you can. Have your way in Jesus' name. Thy will be done, thy kingdom come, in and on the earth as it is always done in heaven. Lord, we thank you and we glorify and we magnify you and we exalt your name and we thank you for answered prayer. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Truly the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. Today's study will be coming from James chapter 1. We will be beginning a study in James chapter 1. And we're going to be talking about a subject that I believe a lot of us deal with, and that is patience and having patience and having to demonstrate and exude patience. You know, patience brings peace, and peace is what we need in our lives. Peace, to walk in peace and to have peace in everything that we do is to have the God kind of patience in the beginning. When we have the God kind of patience in handling circumstances, in handling situations that come our way, we can always walk in the God kind of peace. Amen. which is health to us and nourishes our body, not just physically, but our whole being, spirit, soul, and body. Amen. Let's begin reading in James chapter 1, and I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition, and we all can follow along in our translations as we always do, together when we get together to study the Word of God on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Beginning at verse 1 in James chapter 1, it says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered abroad among the Gentiles in the dispersion, greetings, rejoice. Verse 2, it says, consider it wholly joyful. That's holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y. That means completely. Consider it completely joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations. You know, this verse, when we consider it wholly joyful, if we approach every circumstance that we're enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations with joy, that means we are approaching it with expectation. That means we are expecting something to happen. We are expecting to learn in the God side of being taught by the Holy Spirit. It says in verse 3, it says, be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. This is why we approach the trials that we are enveloped in or encounter or any sort of various temptations that we fall into with joy. Why? Because we get to learn. We get to exercise. We get to develop even more endurance and steadfastness and patience. The God kind of patience, which is an attribute of the agape love that is expressed in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is long-suffering, which is who God is, one of his attributes toward us. He is long-suffering with each and every one of us. And this is how we are to be toward each and every one of each other. We are to be long-suffering. We are to be patient. We are to be kind. We are to walk in peace with all men, no matter what. Verse 4 says, but let endurance and steadfastness and patience, let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work so that you may be people perfectly and fully developed with no defects, lacking in nothing. Look at how powerful endurance, steadfastness, and patience is. If we allow the God kind of endurance, the God kind of steadfastness, the God kind of patience to have full play and do a thorough work in us, if we do that, it causes us to be people who are perfectly and fully developed with no defects. And we will be lacking in nothing. It reminds me of when Paul says, I know how to be abased and to abound. I know how to be content in any and every circumstance. It reminds me of that song, Jireh, you are enough, and I will be content in every circumstance because Jireh, you are enough. Jireh, you are enough. Jireh, you are enough. And I will be content every circumstance because Jehovah Jireh, you are enough. Because he is enough for us. Because of his steadfastness, his faithfulness. Look at all of the words that come out of patience. Faithfulness, steadfastness, endurance. Peace. What is patience? If we look up patience, the meaning of it is the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry. And I will be content in every circumstance because Jehovah Jireh, you are enough. Forever enough, always enough, more than enough. Forever enough, always enough. Always more than enough. And because of that, we can endure. Because of that, we can persevere. Because of that, we can love. If we go over to Romans chapter 12 and look at verses 10 through 14, it says, beginning at verse 10, love one another with brotherly affection as members of one family, giving precedence and showing honor to one another. This is what the body of Christ is supposed to do. This is what we are supposed to do as people of God. Verse 11 says, never lag in zeal and in earnest endeavor. Be aglow and burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoice and exult in hope. Be steadfast and patient in suffering and tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of God's people, sharing in the necessities of the saints. Pursue the practice of hospitality, and bless those who persecute you, who are cruel in their attitude toward you. Bless them and do not curse them. This is how we walk more like Christ. This is how we exemplify and represent and be the ambassadors that we are to be in showing forth Jesus, letting him reflect from us as he reflects in us. This is how we are to be as the body of Christ, patient. There's so many words that come from the word patience. Forbearance, tolerance, restraint, self-restraint, which reminds me of temperance, which is one of the fruit of the Spirit found in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Self-restraint, temperance, balance, fortitude, Endurance comes out of patience. Calmness comes out of patience. Composure, tranquility, serenity, understanding, consideration, kindness, tenacity, diligence, staying power, determination, resolve. Do you see all of these beautiful words that come out of the word patience? How important patience is to the body of Christ. God wants us to understand that. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 18, it says, a hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger, patient, appeases contention. He who is slow to anger brings peace. He who is patient brings peace. And not only when we can be conduits of peace, not just within ourselves, but in every situation around us and toward other people, we are not just ministering to ourselves and bringing health to our bodies and to ourselves, but we are bringing and ministering healing in the situation. And we are ministering and bringing healing to the other person when we are people of patience and understanding and kindness and peace. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, and let's look at verses 1 through 3. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, it says, I therefore, the prisoner for the Lord, appeal to and beg you to walk and lead a life worthy of the divine calling to which you have been called, behavior that is a credit to the summons to God's service. Our behavior as the body of Christ should be a credit to the summons to God's service. We should put on bowels of compassion. Our behavior should exemplify who we serve. Our speech should exemplify who we are in the presence of all the time. You know, it is often said that which you spend the most time in or on will be what you become. And scripture says, as a man thinketh, so is he. And scripture also tells us to let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Where is our focus? How can we bring healing? We can bring healing by walking like Christ and exemplifying him, spending time with him, and letting him shine through us. As scripture tells us, to let our lights so shine before men, that they may glorify our Father who is in heaven. Patience, peace, kindness, a kind word, an encouraging word, a kind gesture. You know, you never know what an individual is facing. You never know what an individual is going through. You never know when a person crosses your path, you never know what they've come from or what has just happened in their lives or what they have just experienced. And sometimes that kind word or that kind gesture or a word of encouragement given to them in that moment That little bit of healing virtue that comes from our lips as we speak life to them can change the entire course of their life forever. The Holy Spirit uses us to speak healing virtue into the lives of others when we speak life. But we must be at peace and walking in God's peace to be able to hear the Spirit of God. We must be quieted on the inside to be able to hear His voice, to hear Him say, "This is what I want you to say. This is what I need you to do. This is where I need you to go. This is what has to happen in that moment." Because the Holy Spirit knows the future. He knows what's coming. He knows. And we must depend on Him to navigate us through life. And if we are quieted on the inside of ourselves, if we are at peace on the inside of ourselves, and if we allow God to minister healing to us, then the healing virtue of the Holy Spirit that has been ministered in us and in our lives can speak and transfer and deliver the healing virtue of the Holy Spirit into the lives of others with our words. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. It says, "I therefore, the prisoner for the Lord, appeal to and beg you to walk and lead a life worthy of the divine calling to which you have been called, with behavior that is credit to the summons to God's service, living as becomes you with complete lowliness of mind, humility and meekness, unselfishness, gentleness, mildness, with patience, bearing with one another and making allowances because you love one another." Patient allowances because you love one another. It reminds me of a song that says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full." In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2, it says, "Living as becomes you with complete lowliness of mind, humility and meekness, unselfishness, gentleness, mildness, with patience, bearing with one another and making allowances because you love one another. Be eager," verse 3 says. "Be eager and strive earnestly to guard and keep the harmony and oneness of and produced by the Spirit in the binding power of peace." Peace is so powerful. It is healing. It is comfort. It is comfort. It is healing. It is It ministers. It ministers. Not just to us as individuals, but to everyone around us and to our environment. Peace. And how we can walk in the God kind of peace is to have the God kind of patience when faced with trials. Let's go to Galatians chapter 6 and let's look at verses 9 and 10. It says in Galatians verses 9 and 10, it says, "And let us not lose heart." Talking to the body of Christ. And those who want to make Jesus Lord of their lives and do not know yet that they are in the body of Christ, that they will be a part of the body of Christ. God came to the planet for everyone. He came not just for Christians. He came for all men and women, everyone, whosoever, who will believe on him and trust in him and rely on him and lean on him and allow him to come into our heart and sit on the throne of our heart and be Lord of our lives. That's what John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, that whosoever believeth on him would not perish, but have everlasting life." Not just in the life to come, but we can begin our journey of everlasting life here on this side in life right now. Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. It says, "And let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season, we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint." Patience. If we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint. Verse 10 says, "So then, as occasion and opportunity open up to us," which is every day, at every time, and at any given moment. "So then, as occasion and opportunity open up to us, let us do good morally to all people, not only being useful or profitable to them, but also doing what is for their spiritual good and advantage. Be mindful to be a blessing, to speak life, to minister healing." Be mindful to be a blessing, especially to those of the household of faith, those who belong to God's family with you, the believers. Be mindful. "So then, as occasion and opportunity open up to us, let us do good morally to all people, not only being useful or profitable to them, but also doing what is for their spiritual good and advantage. Be mindful to be a blessing." You never know what that person has gone through or may be going through or may be coming out of or thinking about. Be mindful, blessing, not just financially, but in word, not just in deed, but in word too, in actions too. Be mindful to be a blessing, especially to those of the household of faith, those who belong to God's family with you, the believers. Let's go over to Colossians chapter 3, and let's look at verses 9 through 14. It reads in Colossians chapter 3, verses beginning at verse 9, it says, "Do not lie to one another, for you have stripped off the old unregenerate self with its evil practices, and you have clothed yourselves with the new spiritual self, which is ever in the process of being renewed and remolded into fuller and more perfect knowledge upon knowledge after the image, the likeness of him who created it, who is Jesus the Christ." Verse 11 says, "In this new creation, all distinctions vanish. There is no room for, and there can be, neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, nor difference between nations, whether alien, barbarians, or Scythians, who are the most savage of all, nor slave or free man, but Christ is all and in all, everything and everywhere to all men without distinction of person. Clothe yourselves, therefore, as God's own chosen ones, his own picked representatives, who are purified and holy and well-beloved by God himself, by putting on behavior marked by tender-hearted pity and mercy, kind feeling, a lowly opinion of yourselves, gentle ways and patience, which is tireless and long-suffering, and has the power to endure whatever comes with good temper. Be gentle and forbearing with one another, and if one has a difference, a grievance, or complaint against another, readily pardoning each other, even as the Lord has freely forgiven you, so must you also forgive. And above all these, put on love and enfold yourselves with the bond of perfectness, which binds everything together completely in ideal harmony, peace." Let's look at James chapter 5, verses 7 through 9. Our time is getting away from us. But James chapter 5, verses 7 through 9, it says, "So be patient, brethren, as you wait till the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits expectantly." See, the farmer just doesn't wait. He waits expectantly for the precious harvest from the land. See how he keeps up his patient vigil over it until it receives the early and late rains. That farmer is continuously watching over that crop and looking at it and watering it and fertilizing it and looking after the progress of it and just waiting expectantly for it. Verse 8 says, "So you also must be patient. Establish your hearts. Strengthen and confirm them in the final certainty, for the coming of the Lord is very near. Do not complain, brethren, against one another, so that you yourselves may not be judged. Look, the judge is already standing at the very door." That is the big picture. Jesus, his return. We must occupy until he comes. What is it that he wants us to do? Lord, what do you want me to do today? I am not leaning into my own understanding, but I am acknowledging you in all my ways. And before I do anything, Father, what is your will? What do you need for me to do at this moment? What do you need for me to do on this day? Holy Spirit, where do you need me to go? Who do you need me to speak to? Who do I need to call with an encouraging word? Who do I need to minister to on this day? And you can't hear him clearly if there is no peace on the inside of you. And in order to get to peace, we must walk in patience. And patience gets rid of frustration and stress, disappointments, and all types of confusion and all of those things. We don't need to be in an environment of confusion. God is not the author of confusion. He is the author of peace. And to be patient with those around us who are still learning. We are all in developmental stages. How much more should we be patient and understanding with one another to exemplify Christ in us, the hope of glory? Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this time, this moment, this opportunity that you have given unto us to study your word. Lord, we thank you for this word on this day. Thank you that it is solidified in our hearts and minds. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the Lord continue to bless us. May the Lord continue to keep us. May the Lord continue to make his beautiful face shine upon us. May the Lord continue to be ever so gracious unto us. And may the Lord continue to lift his countenance and turn his face toward us as he looks at us so lovingly, tenderly, and sweetly. And may the Lord continue to give us his peace, his divine peace, his divine patience, the fullness of himself that filleth us all in all. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, saying God bless you on this day. Speak life into those situations around you and into the lives of others on this day. Amen. God bless you until we meet again. Amen. Good God day.